Those that are listening or around the world, I want to welcome those there. I want to bless and speak into your lives today. Open up your heart. You never know what God is going to say to you. And those that are here, open up your heart and let God minister to you. One thing I want to say is I'm proud of seeing someone who's dear to my heart come back and say hello to us. And he's not in the room right now, but he's here. There he is. Hey. Hi, my man, Jesse. Jesse, can you come up and just say hello real quick? I had the opportunity to really pour into this man, young man at the time. I don't know how Jesse and I were talking about how long it's been. I don't even know. But it's been a while, and God is just doing some great things in his life. But I just want him to say hello.
Hello, world.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for Jesse. Yeah. I love that man. You know, do you ever connect with somebody and, you know, you just know that you love them? He's one of them. And I'm just really grateful to see him. And I just have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot of the ones that used to come run through this place. Yeah. But tonight I want to kind of speak about, I guess, a reoccurring of the message that we spoke might have been last week about being the master potter and we're the clay. Was that last week? One saying yes, one saying no. I don't know. But anyhow, I want to elaborate a little bit on this particular message because it ties into where I want to go as far as love. And I was sharing with someone earlier today about love. And the world doesn't know love. They think they know love. They try to find love. They try to find their, what we call it, soulmate or what have you. And they try to find that person that would fill that emptiness inside of them. And they're always going to find disappointment. They're never, ever going to really find that love inside of them. Even though there is a love that comes with it, the real fulfillment is the supernatural love that comes only from my God, my Father, which is your God and your Father until you find him. Right now, we're illegitimate sons and daughters. Right now, we are not grafted in, so to say. We are set apart and off to the side, not joined in. Until we are joined by what I want to say, faith. But we don't know nothing about faith. Faith is a substance that begins to create, and it also creates a union. Just like a marriage. You meet somebody, you have faith to come together and live that life forever, so to say. Sometimes it doesn't always work that way. But there's a love that comes and manifests that never leaves. And eventually I hope and pray that we all come to this love and be crafted into this love. But I want to get back to the master potter and we're the clay. You know, God has predestined your life. How many people realize that we've been predestined? Now, it's hard for most people to really grab hold of that because they're so concerned about tomorrow. But God doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow. We are so driven by the pressures and the cares of the world that God already knows what tomorrow is going to bring. God already knows what you need. God already knows where you're going to go, and what you're going to do. And what we need to do is we need to find this power that we don't really know. And this power is connected with love. If we can put ourselves in a position of surrendering and connecting with a supernatural love and be adopted, our destiny will come with peace. How many people want things? Well, we all should want things. Good, 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 good. Well, I want you to have what you want. How do you know, or how many of us know, that we can be robbed by the things we want? Okay? You can miss out, make wrong choices, say the wrong words, change the way people were thinking, by attitudes, and all that is robbed. By what? Think about it. I'm going to tell you why. What? A power and a force that we allow and manifest, which is comes from worry, fear. These normal ingredients that we are familiar with that I speak about a lot. Insecurity. If I had to say, and I look into individuals, I see insecurity, which we have no reason to be insecure. And we look back and say, but I don't have any credentials. What do I have? You see, what do I have? And we look at ourselves too much. And God is the master potter. And we're nothing but a clay. And we have to understand the love of God that he has for us so that we can understand how he molds us. He molds us for his glory. He molds us and predestines us. So he already knows the plans that he has for us. What diverts us from his plans is we begin to start being concerned. Now, there's nothing wrong with being concerned, but there's a level of concern that troubles our heart. And that's what we have to be careful of. Our insecurities have a major part of influencing our destiny. Confidence, has anyone ever realized how powerful confidence is? When you have a confidence, let's say you're going to an interview, and you have a confidence, and you project that positive confidence towards that someone, they're going to say, there's something about that person I feel really good about. I don't know what exactly it is, but I feel really good about that person. I think that one will be good for the job. Or you get someone in there that doesn't have the confidence, and they are nervous, insecure, not sure of themselves, kind of stumbles and, hesitates maybe, comes across with some answers that are like, maybe, you know, unsure. How many people understand what I'm talking about? Okay, that person's going to go, I don't know about that one. That one there seems to be a little not sure of himself, and I don't know if they're able to handle the job that I have for them. The reason why I use these two examples is because if we understood the love of God and how he's the master potter in our lives and how he's already molded us and predestined us for what is, he made you for what is. So he made you for tomorrow. He made you for that special person. He made you, you see? Then we can have this confidence moving forward in life, and it will set a place, an atmosphere, where heaven can work on your behalf. If we don't have this confidence of love, because it really starts with love, this is being grafted in, it starts with love. If you understand the Father and you understand the love, how he molded you, and when he molded you, he made you really special. He molded you with a predestination of accomplishment for glory. If he have already molded you and predestined you and gave you that place, we shouldn't have any insecurities, because those insecurities cause us not to give back what we should be giving back. Let's example. If you're in a relationship, Let's say you're in a relationship and you're insecure about yourself, and you want to show that your partner love. Could you really give that person the love that that person really needs? Or are you going to be more self-confident and reserved? How many people understand what I'm saying? Okay. And they're going to feel awkward, won't they? They're, you know, and especially when you have one party who's confident and then you have another one who's insecure, man, that just makes it really awkward. And then all of a sudden they think there's problems. What do I got a problem? Bad breath? Something, what's going on here? So it's the same thing with life. These things tend to backlash. And if we know the love of God, if we understand how much God loves us, and we begin to receive that love and love God back the way he loves us, then we can walk with confidence to know that tomorrow everything's going to be okay. We have to have power in our hearts. And I want to tell you why God brings us tribulations, to strengthen your heart. Because when your heart is strengthened, you will have confidence. You're not going to have anything that is going to allow these forces of darkness that we can't see, these evil forces, okay, that are out there to destroy, to cause issues in our lives, access to be able to not hold back our destiny. The outcome eventually comes. I don't want to get involved with the little details in between things, but it's like walking around the desert 30, 40 times. Or just walk in the desert once, or a half a turn. God will be able to project your life to go a lot faster if you learn how to enter his rest. If you're able to understand God's love and to be able to just rest and let the wind blow us to where it needs to blow us. Let the wind take us to where we need to go, to like a boat in an ocean with its sails up, and just let the wind just whoosh, take us where it's want. If we tend to chase our tail, we're going to be worn out really, really quick. And so we have to learn to rest. And I feel tonight that the message that God is trying to bring across is, I'm the master potter. You're the clay. I molded you. I made you for who you are. I gave you the life that I chose to give you. Rejoice in it. Be glad. Know the needs that you have. I already know them. I already know what you need. I established it before the heavens, before I even laid the foundations of the earth. I already know. Don't feel bad and don't feel sorry for yourself. You don't know my plans, nor do you even have the mind of me. My thoughts are far above your thoughts, and my ways are far above your ways. Continue to pray, meaning have hope. Your desire, never lose a desire. Never lose hope. Never lose your want. Never. That's your prayer. And don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. Just enter my rest. Because I'm the master potter. And you're the clay. And don't grumble or complain in your heart. Don't get into a place where you are dissatisfied. Rejoice. Rejoice in all things. Just keep on rejoicing. Because you don't know what I have in store for you right around the corner. See, God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And when you want to know my God, you need to expect that he will show you himself with signs and wonders and miracles. If you think and you want to control your life and you want to try to plan it out and figure it all out, you're running away from my God. You're running away from the God that I serve. You need to give it all in his hands. Lay down everything that you want or imagine. Don't lose hope, but lose the control of it. Lose the control and let God work it out. It's almost saying, here's my hope, but not my will, your will be done. All that means is saying, not my power to make it happen and when I want it to happen, but your power to make it happen and your time of when it happens. That's really what it means. It doesn't mean that your hope is your will and you're saying, oh, my hope is not your will and my will is not your hope and get all messed up. Every desire and every thing that is inside of you that you want is God's will. It's his life inside of you. And my prayer is that the whole world will begin to understand that we are him. Sounds rough, doesn't it? Sounds kind of weird because, you know, everybody's searching and trying to find God out there somewhere over the mountain and over the rainbow, when the reality is, if you really come to a place of rest, it's you. It's him in you, other than your, how could I say, radical emotions, your uneasiness, your frantic spasms. You know, that's not him. He's the calm, cool, collective, everything's all right, hippie. If I can say hippie. God's the hippie in you. He's the cool one. You, on the other hand, the flesh, is, what am I going to do? I got to do this. I got to do that. I have to do that. I got to do that. You're outside of the potter. You're outside of the clay. You're outside of his creation. If he created you and predestined you and he loves you and he cares for you, he'll take care of you like the flowers of the fields and the grass of the fields and the birds of the air. I know in my life, I'm in that position right now where I have to allow God to take care of me like he's supposed to be taking care of me, not being concerned or worried about anything, even though that's our nature. Our nature is to worry, but that's the sin nature. That's the sin nature that God is telling us to burn out. That's the sin nature that he's telling us to get rid of and repent. And that repentance is nothing more than changing the way you're thinking. Have the mind of Christ. Renew your mind and come into a place of salvation. So what is really destroying us? Our thoughts, our concerns to the point where we're worried. We need to be able to continue to move forward. If we really want to know my God, if we really want to know the real, true, living God, we have to begin to understand that he's going to take care of us. And we need to now walk with confidence. If you have confidence in this love that I'm talking about, because my God is pure love, a love that we don't know on this earth, literally. The love that we know on this earth is temporarily. Easily to be disappointed. How many people have been in love before and then all of a sudden got blind hit? Okay. But you knew you were in love. Well, God will never blind hit you. He will never. His love, is once it's in there and he's connected and you're connected with him, you're in, gone. No more blind side. If anything, it strengthens. Your days of turbulence turns into a nice, clear day and you're smooth sailing. And then you're able to take on bigger storms. And then they become clear sailings. And then eventually, guess what? There's never a storm. It's always peaceful. And this is the love that I'm talking about. I understand that most may not know this love right now, but you will. I mean, listen, you're not going to come out of a storm and come to the peace, smooth sailing overnight. There's a portion where God works on you and then allows you to build your heart so that it's strong. And then you have a heart that never wavers. And when certain situations come up, you're not persuaded or pushed. You're still calm and peaceful because you have confidence. You have confidence to know that God has everything under control. How many people are understanding what I'm saying here tonight? I believe, me personally, God wants us to understand that he's the master potter. And in that, he has created us and formed us. And not to worry. I believe tonight, if we ask, he'll give you the power to cast down your thoughts and your imaginations that go above his thoughts and his ways. Do you know that we create problems? We have a faith, and this is what I said earlier. No one understands faith. Even though they think, oh, you just believe in something. No. Faith literally manifests from the heart. And if we truly understood faith, we will realize the power of it. And then we would have a reverence fear of it. And why I say a reverence fear is because if you give a little bit of faith to worry, you create destruction. How many people heard that one? So faith is something that's not always good. We always think that faith is good, huh? Oh, have faith, brother. It'll change your life. Yeah. Faith in what, though? Have faith in what? We have to have faith in this pure love of God that actually cares about us. We have to let down the childish thinking of illegitimate sonship and illegitimate daughtership. We're like children thinking that we don't have a father, that nobody cares, nobody understands. I'm all alone. How many people have ever felt that way? Is that confidence? Confidence is like, I don't care if I'm alone. I'm cool. I feel pretty good. I can handle being alone. I don't care. I know everything's going to be all right. If you don't like me, so what? Out the door. Get out. There's another one there waiting to get in. There's a confidence. When we don't have the love of God, it's the opposite. Oh, baby, please don't leave. I love you. If you leave, I'll lose my whole world. Oh, I just lost my job. I can't lose. What am I going to do? I just lost my job. I mean, people understand what I'm talking about. We got to make sure that we don't fall into that place. God wants us to carry confidence in his love, knowing that he has us in the palm of his hand. By doing this, Okay, listen, it is hard. I'm not going to say it's easy. But we got to accept his will. Who's to say that if you don't say, okay, baby, there's the door, not knowing that you know which way it's going to go, and then next minute you know, she says, no, I don't want to leave. I changed my mind. But if you were like, no, no, baby, please don't leave. No, man, I don't want you to go, baby. Please, 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 please. No, I don't care. I'm out of here. You can have a nice day. I'm leaving. Blah, 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 blah. How many people understand what that is? So we have to make sure. Amen. We got to make sure we walk in this confidence in God's love, knowing that whatever his will is, so be it. And the reason why I say that is because we don't realize the forces that are around us. You have good forces and you got bad forces. As soon as you leave that confidence in God's love, as soon as you lose yourself from that confidence in his love, knowing that God has everything taken care of, whether he wants her in your life or not, whether he wants that particular job in your life or not. As soon as we lose that confidence and we come out of the palm of his hand, we're vulnerable. Right now, every dark force is going, yeah, yeah, can I get them now? Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And it's just like, whoom, right in, whoom. And man, they just, and they just start gnawing and eating and gnawing and eating everything all around you. But if we stay in that place, see, there's so much in the realm of the spirit we need to understand. And if I can try to make it simple, just stay in the palm of his hand. Just stay right there in the palm of his hand and let him have your life. Don't get all worked up if things aren't going the way you think that they're supposed to be going. Just keep a hope and lay it on the table. Say, here it is. This is my hope. This is my desire. This is what I would love. And it's his anyhow. Every bit that you feel is his. Lay it on the table. And just say, listen, this is it, but I'm giving it to you. Not my will, but your will be done. That means not my power to hold on to it and keep it and kick doors open and whatever it might be, but your will and your power for your timing. It's going to come. If you understood faith, when you begin to put your faith in the palm of God's hand, and that love, now you're working on the good faith. Now the power of faith is working on the desires of your heart. But if you work in a faith and you walk out of the palm of his hand, you're putting more power on the ones that are just eating, the ones that want to come and devour you. The ones that want to eat you up. Now, how many of us here want our destiny to be fulfilled? With peace. Now, wouldn't you like a couple of days off? With peace? You can have it. Or you can take those couple of days off and go chase your tail. And run around in circles for 4 days. His will's still going to come. But you're going to be chasing the circles, chasing your tail. See, we have to understand how we fall out of God's rest. I like vacations. Anybody like vacations? Good. Because you're going to like this message. Because when you come into the palm of God's hand, you literally come into vacation. You come into a place of rest. You know that tomorrow is going to be taken care of. You know tomorrow he'll supply. Right now, I'm a witness to his love. I'm a witness to being in the palm of his hand. My wife is right there, and she can bear witness with that. Ever since God called me full-time in ministry, we had to leave everything. Well, he made sure all of our provisions have been taken care of. And so it's not that I'm preaching anything that I don't know. We enter his rest. Everything's going to be okay. And we don't lack, I thank God. But he gives us abundance. And so we need to begin to believe that he is the master potter and we're the clay. And let him do whatever he chooses to do. Listen, I already told you that every dream, every desire, every passion, every love that you have, that those things that you want are his. And if they're his, don't you think he wants them for your life? Well, if he wants them for your life, why don't we just sit back and relax? Why don't we just sit back and let those things take its course? Rather than opening up Pandora's box and let all the little things come out and eat up everything around us. Let's keep those little things in the box, close the lid, bury it, and just let's rest. Let's enter his rest. Those that are listening, my prayer is that you would enter his rest. Those that are all around the nations, please keep logging in and you would hear even more about entering in God's rest and who my God is. My God wants to be your God, and you know, but you don't have a God until you find mine. My God is the true living God. And I hope I stir some people up because they need to know who the right God is. You know, Sam, Pastor Sam, gave me a call. And he heard this gentleman who has a radio station. And some of you guys and gals might have know who I'm talking about. He's a pretty well-famous radio station player. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention his name or not. I don't know. Am I allowed over there, Miss Website person? Okay. She says no. All right. I won't mention the person's name. But the comment that was made is, how do I know I'm serving the right God? Interesting, huh? Now, this is a well-known radio station guy. As a matter of fact, you listened to him on the radio now. Shh, don't say who it is because we're not allowed. So you know who it is, right? Okay, very good. And just the other day, he cried out and said, how do I know I'm serving and worshiping the right God? Let's do it. The moral of this story is, I believe the whole world is crying out, wanting to know if they're really serving and worshiping the right God. Because there's many gods out there, I'm telling you. There's many of them out there. You can create a god. And we've already talked about this. You got the pillow God, you got the Hail Mary God, you got the Allah Allah God, you got them all. But there's one true living God, and that's the God of truth. But then you have to be like Pontius Pilate. What is truth? Okay. And this is what makes my God so wonderful, so merciful, so great, is because the truth is within you. My God lives inside of you. And only you know him. Because what's true to me may not be true to you. What I'm allowed to do, you might not be allowed to do. What you're allowed to do, I may not be allowed to do. And it all is spoken by conviction. And if you're being convicted, follow your God. That's my God too. He's the one that knows you. Not an organization that tells you what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. But the God that's inside of you is telling you what you should be doing. And that God is the God that I serve. That's my God. So bow down and worship my God, the one that's living inside of you, the one that's bringing conviction, the one that's knocking on your door, that's my God. And he's your God too, as soon as you begin to listen to him. As soon as you begin to bow down and worship him, he becomes your God too. I like to speak in a couple of people's lives. I don't know how much more time we got, but I'm going to take advantage of this time because I have my man Jesse here. And I was had the privileges to speak to him a little bit earlier. And Jesse, we come under a law, okay? A law of what people think is good and bad and right and wrong. But do you want to live cursed? Okay, good. You're young. You need to react now. What you're in right now, you know as well as I do. It ain't happening. Okay? So to continue to keep dragging it on, you're always going to be there. I truly believe God is going to put it in your daughter's life that she's going to love you and know you, and you're not going to have any concerns about being a bad dad in her eyes. But by you hanging on, you're missing an opportunity for Mrs. Wright. You're being robbed right now. And you're being robbed because you're under a law. And that law is saying, Jesse, if you do that, you're going to be a bad boy. You can't live under that law, Jesse. Because right now, you're robbed. Mrs. Wright's right there. And you're missing it. So if I can say to you, don't play the game anymore. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I love you. And that's all I got to say for you. I'll save you as far as going further. But you know where I'm hitting, right? Yeah, man. And you're here for that. You're here tonight for that message, for that word. And I hope you heed it because I don't want to see you robbed anymore. Amen? Amen. Work it out. My brother Chris. We serve a God with miracles, signs, and wonders. And you're thinking too hard. You got to lay it down because it's tormenting your thoughts. You got to let it go. As soon as you lay it down, and just say, okay, God, not my will, but your will be done. But I have a passion. I have a heart. I want this to happen. Miracles start happening. Because God says, aha, now he wants to see me. Now he wants to know me. Now he's stepping aside and letting me work. And now miracles are going to start taking place. We're hindering signs, wonders, and miracles in our life right now because we're being tormented here. Now, it's not your fault, okay? I would like to say it's my fault because I need to quickly put a foundation under you. I need to get you stable. I know the torments and the powers of thought and how they rip our minds away from peace and joy. And our mind is being ripped right now. And we need to be set free of that. We got to break loose. The only way that we can break loose, though, is not being alone. The only way that we can break loose is to be able to have someone like myself in your life. And others, too, that know the truth, like, you know, Rachel and Jim, and because they will help you. Now, I don't know what was going on, and I don't even talk to Rachel or anything like that, but I see her laughing and smiling and having a good time over here. Maybe she knows that I'm pointing you out or whatever, and she's like, ah, good, get him. But because she's a little evil anyhow. But look, she's like, yeah. But But what saddens my heart so much, and I wish I could just like come into your head and straighten it all out, is the torment that has rights to come in and mess with your mind. Those evil things, I destroy them. I got my red light up. And my heart breaks and cries out. So I will be in intercession for you. But you have a power inside. And if you embrace this message and embrace being in the palm of God's hand and just kind of saying, you know what, you are the master potter and I am the clay and I have these desires and all that. Learn how to cast those thoughts down. And this is what I do. Any tormented thought I have, I literally grab it. And then I picture the little screaming thing that's screaming to me and tormenting me. Sometimes it's a lizard-looking thing. Sometimes it's, you know, it depends on what God shows me, this, this screaming little ugly thing. And then I whack it on the ground as hard as I can, and I hope to watch it splat, and then I step on it. And then I just killed it. Start doing that. By faith, believe what I'm saying, because your eyes are going to begin to open up. And don't be surprised when you start grabbing these thoughts and you look at it, you start seeing these little creatures I see, because they're real. Start seeing them. Ask God, which one's this one? So that you can begin to start developing this faith that I'm talking about and literally grab hold of these little buggers and splat them. Grab them, splat them, and do it all day. And watch what begins to happen. Because you now are tearing down the thoughts, pulling down strongholds, grabbing hold of them, and destroying them. This needs to be done. You're not going to get any sleep. There's too much that's coming on your plate, and you need to have this power and authority and a knowledge, a revelational knowledge, to help you go through it. Because God's working some big things in your life, and I'm happy. And it's not going to be an easy road, because, listen, the darkness doesn't want to see it happen. They want to destroy you. You have an anointing on your life. Okay? And until you get that anointing laid hand sealed on you, with that oil dripping down your face and all that good stuff. John knows what I'm talking about, right, John? And you become one of his sealed children. I'll tell you right now, the enemy has access to you. And that's why I say, oh, hopefully one day you'll make it into here on a Sunday or something. We have an altar call, lay hands on, plop. How many people understand the anointing? Yeah. The anointing changed my life. It shot me back about 6 feet. What happened? Body trembling on the ground, shaking. Everything was manifesting. Shelly was there. So I want to just thank everyone tonight and understand. Understand the master potter, and understand that we're nothing but a piece of clay and that we have to come into the hand of God and let us rest in the hand of God. And then we need to worship him. And I'm going to briefly tell you what worshiping God is. You got a conviction? Follow it. Obey it. Stop playing games. You got that movement on your heart? Hold on to it. Do what you got to do. Don't fear. Face it. Bow down and worship him. Find my God. And you will have confidence in the love of God. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. I want to thank all those that are listening. Please listen to what I had to say. You will begin to be free and you will find my God. Amen. Amen. Can I get some prayer cloth? Yeah, got right here.